I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
And moving on. Yeah, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
Over 50.
Thank you. I know they're still a long way off, but what are the chances they will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, general speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
I'm still debating on that.
I'm sorry?
I'm still debating on that.
Okay, don't worry. And general speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president of the United States? Okay, so you will say that you somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove.
I'm somewhat agree, but some things could be better.
Okay. Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
It's getting worse. You can't afford to live in a piece of place.
Thank you for that opinion. Now I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for the upcoming elections for Congress and presidents. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important a voting issue is for you. Just a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if somewhat important, and a 0 if it is important at all. Investing in Medicaid to provide... I'm sorry?
It's important to vote, yes.
Okay, I will read you the different policy issues and concerns, and you will tell me how important that is for you. Investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better wages to for home care workers. From 0 to 10, how important it is?
It's really important because I'm a city employee, and it's really bad that the co-payments that we have to pay, we work in people. But people with the Medicaid, they don't have co-payments, they don't have this, they don't have that. So working people shouldn't have the same benefit, not no co-payments for their insurance.
Thank you for that opinion. And from 0 to 10, how would you grade it, being the 10 the most important then?
It's very important.
I'm sorry?
It's very important. I would say 9.
9. Thank you. Next one. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. From 0 to 10, how would you grade it to be the important?
They need to reduce the price, yes.
So how would you grade it from 0 to 10?
I was at 8.
8. Thank you. Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected?
That's always the situation.
So how would you grade it from 0 to 10?
I'll give it a 5.
5. And reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable?
Repeat that one back on what?
I'm sorry. Reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable.
Oh, yes.
How would you grade it from 0 to 10?
I'll grade it at 8.
Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination?
I give it an 8.
Thank you. Taking greater action.
Because if you don't speak Spanish, a lot of places, they don't hire you because you only speak one language.
Thank you. And taking greater action to combat climate change, making us less dependent on fossil fuels, and building a clean energy future. From 0 to 10, how would you grade it?
A 5.
Thank you. And creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness?
A 10.
Thank you. And thinking more...
people out there, it's our people, American people, that's born and raised here, is in the street, and the people come across the border with this pandemic, is getting brand new houses and everything else. It's not right. They have to fix that. We have to work on our people first before we work on other people.
Thank you for that opinion. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be the most about? You may choose two of the following lists. Improving kindergarten to 12 public schools and making college more affordable. Stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back. Bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. Protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, or tackling inflation and improving the economy?
The inflation. I'm number one about that because sometimes it's hard to buy food. And I would say discrimination of males getting a better position than a female, that got to stop.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues as using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means they'll feel very warm and favorable towards them, as 0 means they'll feel particularly cold and unfavorable, and as 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Kamala Harris? How would you grade it from 0 to 100?
I got 50 because I really didn't really hear about what she was doing yet. So,
how much would you give her then?
I'll give her 50 because it's still on the debate.
A 50, you said, sir?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, 50.
Joe Biden?
I'll give him a 52.
Thank you. Jill Stein?
I never heard of her.
Thank you. Michelle Obama?
I got her 80.
Thank you. J.D. Vance?
I don't know.
Donald Trump?
Forget about it. No.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I got him a 52.
Thank you. And Republicans in Congress?
That's okay.
50. I know if it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Jill Stein, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
And generally speaking, if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Undecidable right now.
Thank you. You heard President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party candidate for president for each. Please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. I am worried that Kamala Harris...
I'm okay with that because she was a vice president and she knows what's going on. She knows how to take care of things. I agree she should get the endorsement to run and have an opportunity. But that Donald Trump, he should be out. He did too much.
Thank you for that opinion. Okay, and for this statement, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attack against her because she's a woman. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I agree because when Hillary Clinton was running for president, she got denied because she was a female.
Thank you. And I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strong? Thank you.
I agree. It's not the color,
and
it's the ability.
Thank you. And even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
It might not, but ready to hard chat.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who do you think would be better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? We'll fight for people like you. Harris will do it much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
I think Harris would do somewhat better.
Thank you. Securing our borders, Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
Trump was trying to close the border, but he wasn't able to, so that's it, if Harris can do it.
Thank you. Gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it. Who would do it? Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
I don't want to answer that one.
That's okay. And the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump better?
I want to say Harris.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each in a scale from 0 to 10 where 10 is very convincing reason to vote, a 5 that is somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential election. You can use the number 0 and 10. The first one, there are too many guns now, many in the hands of those who shouldn't have them. This must change, but instead of banning weapons, supporting background checks, and making those who shouldn't have a gun to get them,